there's been a lot of discussion over recent years about the concept of the designer baby and to what extent it's ethical for parents to be allowed to choose the sex of their baby, iron out any genetic defects, or even decide on blue eyes or brown. It's generally accepted that whilst reproductive technologies make these things possible, it should be up to philosophers and ethicists to decide whether or not it should be allowed. Well, in a new book, Modern Dilemmas, Choosing Children, Sheila McLean, Professor of Law, Ethics and Medicine at Glasgow University, argues for a less regulated approach. Well, I spoke to her earlier this morning, together with Helena Kennedy QC, Chair of the Human Genetics Commission. I asked Sheila to what extent she believes parents should have the right to choose the children they want.
It depends very much, I think, on the basis from which you approach these questions. I would tend to approach them from the perspective that says that unless you can show that harm results from allowing people to make choices, then they should be free to do so.
Helena, free parental choice as long as there's no harm.
Harm is always the great test in a liberal democracy for things. But I do think that you have to look at the wider society. On the one hand, as much as possible, individuals should be able to make choices that suit their lives. But at the same time, there can be consequences for society as a whole. And so there is a balancing that takes place between the two.
If we look at specifically, Sheila, at choosing sex, which is obviously hugely controversial, and you look at countries like India or China where we know that boys have been preferred to girls, and there are dangers clearly of gender imbalance, how do you respond to that potential societal harm?
Well, I think the evidence from countries where the culture predicts that boys are infinitely preferable for social and also financial reasons is a culture which we can rightly, I think, object to. Interestingly, when the Human Fertilisation Embryology Authority was consulting on sex selection, it found that even amongst the ethnic minority groups who might have been thought to have that preference when they were in the United Kingdom didn't, in fact, show that kind of preference. And the evidence that we have, such as it is from various research projects that have been done in the liberal Western democracies, suggests that the vast majority of people actually don't care what child their sex is. I think they want them to be healthy.